Northern Nevada Hopes is a community health center based in downtown Reno. It originally served as an HIV clinic when it opened in 1997. We spoke with one provider who has seen the transformation of HIV treatment over the last 20 years.
My name is Ivy Spadone. I am the Chief Operations Officer at Northern Nevada Hopes. I am also trained as a physician assistant, and I specialize in HIV care. When Hope started in 1997, we couldn't even advertise that we were an HIV clinic because of the stigma related to HIV. We had patients who would park across the street and walk to clinic because they didn't want people to see their car in the parking lot of an HIV clinic or the Hope's clinic. The stigma was pretty prevalent at that time, and is still prevalent at this time. You'll be surprised in 2019 when there are still significant amounts of people who say, well, I don't want to live with this person who has HIV because I'm afraid that by sharing eating utensils, I could get HIV. So the education piece is important. The care for our HIV-positive patients have really morphed into more like a chronic disease management, like taking care of somebody with diabetes or hypertension. I think the turning point for HIV management was when we started having one pill once a day medication that have minimal side effects. Patients will tell me, one pill once a day, you know, it's like taking a vitamin. So at Hopes, we are seeing increasing number of HIV-positive individuals. We're not seeing increasing number of newly diagnosed HIV patients. A lot of people that are new to us move here. We see patients that come from California because the housing situation is dire there, and they think they're getting cheaper housing here, not realizing that it's better, but it's not that much better. We are seeing the economy growing, and we're seeing people moving to the area for jobs, and they're coming here for their HIV care. We still see young, newly diagnosed men who have sex with men, and that's a population that could easily be targeted for prevention of HIV infection. Back then, it was really, we lost more patients related to their HIV and AIDS than we do today. We still lose patients today. My HIV patients in the last 20 years have taught me so much. They've taught me that I am so lucky to have what I have. It's taught me to see everybody, every person has a story, and every person is an individual. There are just things that happen to our HIV patients that are unimaginable to me. One of the more gratifying things is that the connection that I have with my patients. I see them and they see me, and I know their history from 20 years ago that they might not even remember. And they give me a big hug and they say, it's so nice to see you. I'll see you back in 6 months because my HIV is under good control. And thanks for everything that you've done for me. I think that is the best thing.
That was Ivy Spadone with Northern Nevada Hopes. This story was produced by KUNR's public health reporter, On Gray. To learn more about how the rise in STDs nationwide is affecting our community, go to KUNR.org.